I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Now that aid worker Peter Yasek has been released from prison in Sudan, we're wondering why are the other two men connected with the case, both Sudanese nationals, still in prison? Todd Nettleton of the Voice of the Martyrs USA says,
the thing for us to understand is this case was never based on evidence. It was never based on facts or what really happened. It was based on the Sudanese government wanting to make a point to the international community, wanting to make a point particularly to Mr. Yasek, hey, we can lock you up, we can put you in jail.
Please pray for these men and for the Sudanese church.
We need to be in prayer for brothers and sisters who are facing challenges for their faith. We're the body of Christ. We're supposed to lift up the parts of the body that are suffering.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Today, InterVarsity Christian Fellowship announces Urbana 18 Scripture Focus, the Book of Revelation. InterVarsity's Ruth Hubbard.
We recognized that in this book, there are a few key messages that we believe are perfect for the times that we're in and for this generation of students. And one of those key messages or key things in the Scripture is that Revelation is about Jesus. It is about Jesus as the worthy Lamb who was slain and who receives our worship, that he is on the throne eternally.
Students today don't need to be convinced of the crisis that's in the world, but they do need the encouragement that Jesus really is who he claims to be, as found in Revelation. You can learn more at missionnews.org. This is Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Join us here on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or podcast us on TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Todd Morris.